when there's hair in the air.
Arson's On It, Radio 96.1.
Warrant is live at the Long Branch Saturday night. Frontman Robert Mason.
How's it going, man?
Robert, you got quite a history before Warrant, working with George Lynch, and some time fronting our Raleigh faves, Cry of Love.
I can't wait to play in Raleigh. I want to go get coffee, a cup of Joe first thing in the morning on Hillsborough Street.
Yes. Got to clear up a rumor, too, Robert. Did you want sing backup vocals for Ozzy on tour?
Yes, I did that for a year of my life. This is the real deal. I recently had to go through this whole thing with Eddie Trunk on that metal show.
Yeah.
Last year, Dixon and I went on there to talk about Warrant record. At the time, Sharon wanted to keep it quiet. This is 95, 96. Record was Osmosis. Sharon calls me up and says, look, he doesn't want to use samples. He doesn't want to use triggers. Will you come out and sing live, real background vocals? Because as you know, Ozzy tracks all this stuff himself. A lot of bands have huge multi-track stuff behind them, and there's no real shame in it.
Yeah.
But he wanted it to be organic and real, and he and I had worked with a bunch of the same producers, knew a bunch of the same people, and Sharon just called my house one day and said, look, what are you doing right now? And I said, well, I just got out of Lynch Mob, and I've been doing work for hire sessions. Talk to me. And she said, well, he really wants you to come out. We're going to do a world tour for a year. And I'll be God's honest with you. Sharon just said, how much money is it going to take for you to do that? Oz and Sharon are like a cool old aunt and uncle to me. So I said, yeah. I was Ozzy Osbourne's background singer. Got treated like a prince.
How's it feel to be fronting a band that was a staple of MTV back in the day and singing those Warrant hits like Cherry Pie and I Saw Red?
It's just a blast. You know, I feel I owe it to the audience and to Janie's memory to do those songs as faithfully as I can, but I'm still going to sound like me. The songs are the star of the show.
Now, Robert, I understand that Lynch Mob in the early 90s, when you were with the band, had the opportunity to tour with Warrant as the opener. Now, is that when you first met Jenny Lane? And then years later, 2008, is how you ended up being recommended as their new frontman?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Janie and I got to be friends when I was making the Lynch Mob records. I'd been to a few Warrant shows when I was brand new in Lynch Mob, and I was a fan of his writing, and the band overall was just a really, you know, just a solid, good bunch of guys. Lane and I, touring together, got a chance to hang out a lot, and towards the end, when Joey Allen and I ran into each other at Rocklahoma in 08, Lane was really touch and go. You want to have the camaraderie and friendship, but if there was anybody on earth, I suppose that A, got Janie's endorsement, and B, was the right guy to be in this band at the right time, it goes to me, I guess.
I'm a huge fan of AC/DC. It's almost similar to Bon Scott being aware of Brian Johnson.
I've been waiting for 5 years for somebody to make that comparison. Oh my God, thank you. You know what? Brian and I have talked about this. Brian literally said, you know, I'm still the new kid. They still call me the new guy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at Back in Black. Can anybody argue with that? And then having never known Bon, but having a couple of times when I've been able to pick Brian's brain about it, I totally get it. And he was in the right place at the right time and then made history.
Rockaholic is Warrant's latest studio album featuring Robert Mason on vocals. Been out for about a year and a half. So I would imagine you guys are going to play some tunes off of it. You'll crank out the Warrant classics for us. You got any surprises up your sleeve for Saturday night at the Long Branch?
You know what? Since we have a little bit more time, we've been doing a bunch of opening shows with a little bit of smaller, shorter sets. Now we can do a little bit longer set. We may dig into the Rockaholic thing a little deeper. I like doing a song or two off of Dog Eat Dog.
Robert Mason, thanks for chatting with us, man.
My pleasure, man.
Warrant in concert Saturday night at the Long Branch. Etix.com.
Radio 96.1. Kajunga.